welcome to Try It To Do. I'm Eddie Garcia, here with reporter Sean Beter and producer Bethany Chafin.
Hey.
So who'd like to kick things off this week?
I'll get going here. Okay, so you both know that I've been bugging you to death about this. I'm a total pinball geek.
This is true.
Yep, I've been nonstop looking for pinball machines in Winston-Salem. I have not been able to find basically anything anywhere. So this weekend, even though I can't make it to Asheville to go to the Pinball Museum, I'm going to go to Lost Ark Video Games in Greensboro get my pinball fix. Now, Lost Ark is cool because you don't have to put like quarters in the machine and bring pockets full of change. You go, you pay a fee, and you play all night. And for someone like me who gets really, really competitive about those high scores, that sounds perfect. So if I emerge Sunday morning looking haggard but happy, you'll know I was at Lost Ark this weekend.
So excellent. How do you not monopolize one machine?
I don't know. They may have pinball police in there or something like that.
I know they have tournaments sometimes. I've had a few friends that have participated in those. You should look into that.
I'm absolutely looking for league play, for tournament play. Like, I know pinball is on a little bit of a resurgence right now, and I would love to get involved, and hopefully this is the first step, so I'm excited to get out there.
That assumes he's good, Eddie.
Yeah, we don't know.
Yeah, too many assumptions there.
All right. So, Bethany, what do you have?
Yeah, so I have something that's actually starting next week, but I'm telling you now because it starts on Thursday. It's Winston-Salem's only bike festival that's going on. So it's being put on by Beers and Gears. And Beers and Gears is a nonprofit cycling advocacy organization. Basically, their goal is to help people discover, as they say, the fun, function, and freedom of cycling. So they're celebrating the Halloween spirit next week, starting on the 29th. They're doing a bike-in movie. The movie is E.T. It's going to be shown at Aperture.
But E.T.
Exactly. Yes.
I love E.T.
A famous bike scene in that film. And they're starting at Sika. So all of these events involved in the festival involve group rides for both beginners and more advanced cyclists. The next day, they're going to do a spooky scavenger hunt around Winston-Salem, stop at some of the historical sites.
Cool.
They'll have some riddles and stories you need to discover. And then finally, on the 31st, it's Hallow Tweed. And this is an all-day event. It starts at 9:30. And they encourage you to dress in your best turn of the 20th century tweed. Do you all have some 20th century tweed?
That sounds like a very public radio approach.
I don't. They barely let me in the door here. I don't have any tweed.
Well, no tweed, I think they'll probably accept you.
All right. Well, speaking of Halloween, I have a couple of horror films that are coming to our area this week. And something a little more off the beaten path. We're talking Aperture Cinema. This is not Paranormal Activity 5 or The Uninvited 3. There's some new things. There's an Austrian horror film opening at Aperture today called Goodnight Mommy that Ooh. Me and some of my friends who like horror films, the trailer terrified us. One of the best, most captivating horror film trailers I've seen in a long time.
I've heard some great things about that movie. A fantastic twist, even though you see it coming.
And it looks to be shot really beautifully, too. It seems like, you know, there's beautiful cinematography that is going to toggle between being very sumptuous and serene and then some probably very, very frightening things. And then the other one I want to mention really quickly is an animated film that's opening on October 30th. So next week, right before Halloween, it's called Extraordinary Tales. And it's an animated anthology of Edgar Allan Poe stories like The Telltale Heart, Pin the Pendulum, Fall of the House of Usher, Mask of the Red Death, and a couple of more, and all with different animators doing like short animated films.
Neat.
And some cool narrators like the late Christopher Lee narrates one of them. They have some old archival audio of Bela Lugosi, so he's telling one of the stories. And then Guillermo del Toro, who's no stranger to genre fans, his film Crimson Peak is in theaters currently. He does one of them too at Aperture Cinema.
Sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
So if you'd like information about any of these events or films, go to our website, wfdd.org, and click on Try It Arts. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks.